Boom. There we are. We're recording. Excellent. Welcome, everybody, to February monthly call. Honored and blessed to have you guys here with us. Most of you here are on Facebook. One of the partners asked about call-in information, so we've actually added that in over here on Facebook. So if you're looking for it and you're wanting it, it's there. If you're on Zoom, obviously we're assuming you found it and got here on Zoom, which is great. So hopefully that is good for everybody. What's up?
She's just saying the link in the email aren't working.
It isn't working. I'm gonna call. Okay.
So
not sure what.
In, but she's saying that maybe whatever was in the email.
Wasn't working. Okay. Thank you, Mel. I'm going to let Elisa take this real quick and start it, and I'll get out of it.
All right. This is why we test the tech, guys. Welcome. Happy February. Happy month of love. Happy early Valentine's Day. It's very exciting as I've got the February position post up here. Really want to know what you've been loving about the position post. Obviously, for those of you that have been around for a little while, January had a whole new look. We're continuing that in February and are really looking forward to hearing your favorite sections, what's impacting the two of you, what you found to be an added bonus, or maybe something that you didn't expect to see in the position post. This is actually an opportunity every time we do these chats for you to connect with one another. Obviously, you can see all the chats and the comments that are going on there, but also to, as we're talking about what's going on in the Position of the Month Club, for you to ask those questions. Tony is here. He's just getting that email out. Thanks to Mel letting us know that the links in the email weren't working. So we're getting that technical stuff taken care of for you guys right now, but would love to know how everybody's, let's say the 7th, if we're 7 days in, the first week of February is down. We're 1 week from Valentine's Day. And would love to know what your wins have been so far this month. I've got Facebook open below me, so when I'm looking down, that's what I'm looking at. But would love to know what it is that the two of you have experienced as a win so far this month, so that we can celebrate those and applaud you and love on you. For the changes and the extraordinary that you're seeing in your marriage. I'd love to see what that looks like for all of you. I want to also pull up one of the things I want to make sure that you all definitely take a look at in the position post is the section there on lubricants. I was actually just did a coaching session with a woman yesterday, and we were talking about lubricants, and she made the comment that she doesn't always like to use it. And I asked her why, and she said, because it sometimes feels like a crutch. And it reminded me of the fact that, you know what, if it works and it's helping the two of you not have so much friction, that is always a good thing. There's a time and a place for friction, and that's generally not when you're being sexually intimate. Mel says, I like the newer format that everything is in one document. I love the extra suggestions of things to do as a couple, like the love letter this month and the present idea from December. Awesome. Judy, you have a date night planned once a week for the next 4 weeks. Okay, that is a win. Fantastic. And you're loving, Mel, you said you're loving the what she does and what he does for the actual position section. Love these comments. And for those of you that were on before we started, we were acknowledging the fact that Lauren is literally the mastermind behind everything that goes into the position post. She takes what's in Tony's head and in my head, and she creates this masterpiece for all of us to enjoy. And so I know that she's going to be thrilled to get this feedback from each one of you as far as what's going well within that, because we just want to take what's in the position post and continuously make it better. Take the feedback that we get from all of you and say, okay, how can we take this publication and impact more people, right? Because you all know what it does for your marriage when you get these ideas. I mean, obviously Judy's got dates scheduled for the next 4 weeks. We don't even have dates scheduled for the next 4 weeks. I'm looking because Tony's still sending out that email. And so I'm a little bit like, wow, somebody has upped the ante here, and we might have to take care of some business after this call. Mel said, thanks, Lauren. Great job. Thank you. We couldn't do what we do without Lauren, and we're so excited that she is a part of the One Extraordinary Marriage team. And, you know, that brings up a really good point, is that, you know, marriage, like all of our relationships, is about being on the same team. And that probably is, this is a good month to be talking about being on the same team, especially as we're a week away from Valentine's Day. And so not only talking about being on the same team, but also talking about expectations around Valentine's Day. This came up in a conversation the other day, and I was reminded of the fact that not everybody tells their husband or wife what they want for Valentine's Day. And then sometimes Valentine's Day comes and there's disappointment or frustration. This particular woman I was talking to was telling me about her first Valentine's Day with her then boyfriend, now husband, and they hadn't communicated on expectations, and he woefully underwhelmed her on Valentine's Day. And it all came down to the fact that they hadn't discussed expectations. And so if there is anything in your head, we're a week out. If there is anything in your head, if you want to see the flower truck drive, you know, pull up your driveway on Valentine's Day with a bouquet of flowers, if you want to have restaurant reservations at that one particular restaurant, if you want her or him to pull out, you know, that one piece of clothing, the lingerie or whatever it is, now is a good time to be planting that seed. It's never too late, and talking about it now, actually it could be too late if you wait until Valentine's Day. But it's looking at that and saying, how can we as a couple on the same team, how can we create that experience that we want to have and have the best Valentine's Day ever, you know? And so curious, who's already got their Valentine's Day plans? Anybody? I don't want you to tell me what it is, especially if it's a surprise. I just want to know if you've already made the plan. I don't want to ruin anybody's surprise. Some of you may actually just be having to thaw out to get to Valentine's Day. We here in San Diego, as cold as it is with our 40s and 50s, have been watching. Kim, yep, okay. Kim and Kurt up there in Northern California. Good to know you guys have got your Valentine's Day plans. Awesome. What other wins have you guys had this month? Go ahead and put those in the comments. Ashton says, nope, not yet. Oh, Mel, I love that. You're out of town for work on Valentine's Day, but you've made plans ahead of Valentine's Day together. That's fantastic. And that's a way to be really proactive, you know, to look at your calendars, whether you're doing that through your coffee break, whether you've got a shared calendar and so it pops up and you're having that regular conversation around what's going on, to say, okay, you know what, here's what's happening. Oh, and we started our 7 days of sex challenge 2 days ago, so we can complete it before I leave. Okay, I'm hoping, Mel, since you shared that with all of us, that we will also get a we did it when you're done, so that we can share that with the one family. It'll probably show up as a hug. I'm letting you know, we never renamed, you guys know that, but that would be a great hug. Alicia says, I always tend to do the planning for special events, so this year we're splitting the responsibility, and I'm in charge of Valentine's Day dinner, and Ty is in charge of a Valentine's Day brunch the following Saturday. What a good, Tony's over here, like, nice. And that is nice. You know, I love that you shared that you're usually the one responsible for planning the special events, and that this year you're doing something different. I think I'm about to get my other half. There he is.
Right on.
Now it's not going to be a monologue with Elisa.
Yeah, right on. All right. Well, I just sent out another email. So thanks, Mel, for that. Hopefully those who are trying are going to get the right one. So we'll make sure to figure out what happened there.
Yeah.
For next month. Is that frustrating?
We're all good. That's why we record.
Yeah.
Because when there are technical difficulties, at least there's a backup plan.
Yeah.
Exactly. But what Alicia was saying there, as far as splitting up that responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times with couples, it can fall to one person or the other to mm-hmm. always have to do plans, whether it's Valentine's Day, anniversary, birthday. And so to see how you two mm-hmm. have actually not just split the responsibility, but you've extended the holiday. I'm kind of excited about that, right?
It's not well, just what I would say is how many of you picked up the new date night done right guide?
Oh yeah.
That's so that's question. In your partner area. And I know some of you actually even like just opted in for it, which is fine too, whatever. It's all good. But I mean, how many of you picked that up? Because that will honestly help you plan for different types of dates, which helps with the scheduling, mm-hmm. you know, of like, hey, especially for, I think for us husbands, sometimes we just don't know how to plan. And some do.
Or what she wants to do.
Or what she wants to do and all that jazz. So we end up getting stuck in a rut of not knowing what to do. And if I do something, then is she going to be excited about it? And then if she's not excited about it, then I just spent a bunch of money and I'm frustrated with myself. And all I just want to do is have sex with her, basically. And she's not really there.
I just had a thought on that.
What?
They'll have sex at the end of the night. Sometimes, and I know, you know, a lot of us have kids and things like that. And we tell them that they can't have dessert until they have dinner, except when it comes to married couples and sex.
Yeah.
Then you can actually have dessert before dinner and enjoy your dinner and not have to worry about being too stuffed, too tired, too relaxed, too whatever.
Yeah.
It's okay to start with dessert.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Especially the sexual desserts. Right. Yeah. Start there. I'm just saying, like when we discovered that we could actually have sex before going out on a date night, that was like a game changer.
Yeah.
And it seems so silly, but we had it like in the early years of our marriage, it was so ingrained in us that sex could only happen at night before we went to bed. And I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
But as we, you know, somewhere along the line, we were like, oh, we could have sex before we go.
That helped out a lot. But again, the date night done right list will help with that in the sense that knowing each other's like likes and what you want to do, I think just helps to plan. And so what we did, we talked about this, that, what is it? 76% in the date night podcast. We talked about this, something where in the realm of like 75% or 76% of dates are planned by the wife.
Oh yes. Okay.
That was a poll from, we did on Instagram live there or Instagram stories. So 76% of wives are planning for a date within the one family. And that's where that date night done right guide came out of, because we were going like, where's the disconnect? And I think even for like a Valentine's, it can be a disconnect because we want to have something fun. Mm-hmm. And yet what do we do?
Right. And you know, the neat
to make
thing,
a long story.
If you haven't downloaded Date Night Done Right, the neat thing about
it's in it, your partner area. Go
it's
get
in
it
your partner area. Go get
guys.
It. Right.
Yeah.
But more importantly, because there was so much thought put on the front end of it, it's not this like nebulous, like just write something down. It's, you know, pick those things that you want to do outside, mm-hmm. pick, you know, mm-hmm. food places, pick, you know, whatever it is. And so it, we've already taken some of the guesswork out of it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when you complete that list and you swap it with your spouse, you're in a place now where you can put your own spin on it, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like I often tell people.
Who's gotten it? Have any of you downloaded it who are on right now? Anybody picked it up or checked it out?
But, you know, having that list is, it's like laying the foundation of a house, right? You've got these different options. But, you know, any of you that have, you know, seen pictures of Southern California, you know that, like, you can get into some of our track homes and they all look the same from the outside. And that's kind of what we've laid down here with this date night done right. Like, everything kind of looks the same. But then you can open the door to any of those houses and everybody puts their own spin on it. And that's really what that guide is. You can have the exterior, you know, I want to go to a cooking class or I want to go see a show.
Mm-hmm.
But then how do you take what your spouse said and put your own?
I like Mel. Printing date night done right now. Boom.
Okay.
Beautiful.
No, but I plan to after him.
Get it.
Yes.
Travis, great. Get it. This is, I think this is one of our, in all honesty, one of our better guides that we put out.
Recently.
I mean, the Intimacy Planner, which you guys have access to, I think that's really good. 19 Questions to Amazing Sex.
This one's just incredibly practical.
This is just
everybody wants to do more dates. And so this was a tool created to equip the one family to do the one thing besides having sex if they want to do more.
Yeah. And then on the third page of that guide, we actually did an at-home section because we know a lot of you who have kids, maybe younger kids, aren't able to go out every week or even once a month sometimes because it is the cost of babysitting has gone like crazy. And we understand it because our daughter is, she is a babysitter and she gets paid very well now. So that third page is all about at-home dates. And it's a way for any of us, even Elise and I, who have older kids, if our kids aren't around or something, that we just want to make something special here. So we made that third page all about at-home stuff that you guys can do. And I remember hearing some time back, we were talking about what kind of games do you like to play? Board games, card games, what are those? And you guys mentioned so many different ones that you guys love playing together. So I thought that was really cool as well.
Awesome, you guys. I love that, you know, even as we do these calls, I love that these calls serve as the catalyst for so many of you to then go back to your member section and go, oh, you know, when I saw it there, but I hadn't really thought about downloading it. Yeah. And now that I've heard, you know, the conversation around it, now I'm going to go take advantage of this. And, you know, those tools actually, as you start using them and seeing the benefits of them, they really become that catalyst for you to have conversations with your friends about what's going on inside the Position of the Month Club. And even to say, hey, you know what, check this out. Mm-hmm. Right. This might be what you and your husband or what you and your wife are looking for. And you actually have the opportunity to impact not just another marriage, but another community as you start to just share what you love and what you love and how it's working for you.
Should be right at the top. It should be the top one there, Mel. I put it in there.
This is, you know, we just keep smiling because this is like marriage, right? Some days you have the perfect plans, and even for some of you, you may have the perfect plans next week for Valentine's Day, and then like lots of little glitches happen. Or, you know, some of you may have heard that we're getting ready to do the 7 days of sex challenge with the one family starting on February 14th. And this will actually be our 10th challenge. But in that space, right, whether we're talking Valentine's Day, we're talking planning a special date night, we're talking doing a 7 days of sex challenge, there are times when things don't go the way you thought they would, or when you have those glitches, or when something breaks down. And it actually, I love it when we have these examples, not that I love it when Tony has to deal with tech stuff during the call, but to just be able to say, okay, how are we going to handle this as a couple, right? It's like we did a live today on Instagram, and we were talking about the challenge, and somebody said, you know what, I don't know if we can do it because we failed. We've only been able to make it to 2 days, and then we failed twice. And so we were talking about really getting around this mindset of saying, okay, you know what, are we setting ourselves continuously up for failure, or can we figure out why it's been a challenge, why the challenge has been a challenge, this week's show, to break free from that? And actually, as I'm talking about mindset, I just want to remind everyone, you would have seen on, let me tell you what page it is in the position post. Let me get there. One just a second. On page 12, with the upcoming events, obviously today is the video call. We're starting the 7 days of sex challenge on February 14th. And as we've just been talking about some of the mindset pieces, on February 18th is the intimacy mindset workshop at 5 p.m. Pacific. And that is, we're going to be breaking down what's going on, you know, literally between here and here, the messages, the way the brains are amazingly created, but how they work very differently for men and for women, and how to really bring that all together so that you can go from those I can'ts, turning those I can't into I can.
Keep talking. You're going to see me guys in here. Because we're going to screen share the partner area because I want to show you guys where things are.
Okay.
And help you guys out here. So Lisa's going to keep on talking and I got to do a little stretch over her.
For all of the summit partners, the intimacy mindset, they are going to get a link for that, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. You guys will all get links once we get that set up here. I don't have it all yet because
we're still.
Yep. We just, okay. I'm going to screen share here, you guys. So hold up. Go here. All right. Can you guys see my screen? Let me know.
I will look.
Yeah, Elisa will look. Let me know if you see my screen, you guys.
Just
so we're going to just go
put
through
a yes
this.
And or thumbs up or something in Facebook.
Okay, it's taking we're here on Facebook and it's a little slow, so hold on.
All right.
Okay,
sorry.
There it is.
Okay, Ashton, thank you.
Yes, okay. You guys can see this is your partner area. And you can get to this. We're making some changes and we're working on all of this stuff, so please bear with us. But you can get to this from oneifyournamemanager.com. If you go all the way down to the bottom on the right-hand side, I'll say member login. And then put in your login information, which you guys would have received in that email. If you don't have it, hit up Heather at support and she'll make sure you guys get this. So once you're in here we are, you're going to come to the member toolbox. And this is where we have all our toolbox guides for you guys. Others have to purchase all these. So because you're summit partners, you get it. And there's the date night done right there. If you need the coffee break, 19 questions, 11 must have items. You know, all of these are here, all of them. So, hey, it's February and we did that one last year, mm-hmm. 28 Days of Love. So if you want even that one, go grab that. But you should be able to click it and it better come up properly. Yes. Okay.
Yay.
So there we are. It is there. And I just want to share that with you guys because I know we do have a lot of stuff in here. But when you do come into, you can come back out. And you can always find the position post right here. It's here for you. So if you don't want to look for it through your email or something, or you misplaced it, you can always get there. Call information should have been in here as well. I'm going to just check because Mel brought that up. So I just want to check. Yeah, it looks like it is. Who knows if that's the right one. I'll have to double check that. But that's where we put that. And then whenever you purchase something, that's your shop discount. So use it. Challenge yourself. We have a no screen challenge on there. Online workshops. This is coming soon. This is where we're going to put all of those workshops. So you guys can see that. We used to do a monthly book club. Most of you just weren't engaged with it. And we totally understood. But there's still a lot of good books in there. So we left that up there. And then Breaking Free is a course that Elisa did. About a year or so ago that really worked and helped with folks breaking free of bondages and things of that nature. Yes.
So she originally mentioned, though, the Intimacy Lifestyle Planner. I did not see that when you were scrolling into the Grab Your Report.
That one may not be in there, though.
Okay. Because that's what she's looking for.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I thought you said date night.
No.
The lifestyle planner.
The
no, that one is not in here. And I don't know why we
don't have any of the planners in
here. No, we don't have any of our planners in here. Right. The planners are, I mean, we could put them in there. We could discuss that. Yeah. That's
what she's looking for.
Yeah.
Because we have like communication planner and power vision and things.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah. Those are different planners. These are more like our guides and those are planners.
Mm-hmm.
So
good question, though, Mel, and thank you for bringing that up so that is something for us to be able. Okay, so Kim says, we'll be camping through the 18th with no service. Oh, good for you guys. Will we be able to watch the Intimacy Mindset later when we are home? Yes, because we're going to record that, and so that will actually go in that online workshop section for that, correct?
Hold on. I'm dealing with, like, massive pain in the butt, tech issues. There we go. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight. What was Kim saying?
So Kim was saying that they're camping through the 18th with no service.
Okay.
So she wanted to know, will they be able to watch the Intimacy Mindset later when they return home?
Yes, because that in that section in the partner area, that's where we're going to start dropping all those workshops that we do. So we're recording them. Because others who are not summit partners actually pay $50 to be in the workshop. And then we record all those, we send them out to them, but you guys being partners or Summit partners, you guys get in free, and then we actually post those over there for you guys to see, as well as you'll get the email when it comes out. So you'll have the email with the recordings and everything, as well as in there.
So Alicia's saying, do they need to register even though it's free for them?
No, don't register, because if you register, then you're going to pay. So what I do on our side, just as an FYI, we call it, I'm going to get a little techie, but it's called tags. And what we do is we just tag your name saying that you are part of the workshop. And with that, the emails that will be coming out, you'll get those.
Basically, it's just like an ID tag.
Yeah.
That says they.
So when we send out the email.
Summit partners add intimacy mm-hmm. mindset workshop. Mm-hmm. And so anything that would get sent to somebody that just registers, you know, they come in out of nowhere and they just register, they also get intimacy mindset workshop, you know, ID tag.
Right.
And so everybody that has that tag gets the emails associated with that.
Correct. Yeah.
You guys just don't pay.
You guys just don't have to pay because you're our partners already. So we that's one of those areas where we want to provide super amounts of value to our partners. And one way that we felt that we could do that is what any workshop we do, you guys come in, other than the one we did in January, which is our Love Deeper workshop, because that does have the component of the Symbis assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So that all of the Symbis assessment and everything that happens with that one. So that's a little bit different.
Oops, didn't have this on my calendar. I've got our trip to Nashville in my mind. Yay.
Yay.
Robert's picking us up dinner, so at least I jumped on here quick. Thank you. Thank you for jumping on.
Thank you.
San Diego peeps.
Yep. So I hope that helps everybody understand where we're at. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad we're doing it and you guys are asking questions, because I want you guys to ask more questions, in all honesty. Ask. I'm sharing this because we've had some folks in the position of the month club, and you know, a couple months go by and maybe they didn't receive something, or they didn't get something that they thought they were going to get. And then a couple more months go by, and then we get an email that they're hurt, or they feel like they didn't get what they thought they were going to get. And it's never our intention. Please don't think it's ever our intention not to get you something. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, with emails and accounts, Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo, there's so many little things that can go wrong, and it's not on our side. I have issues with our back end company making sure emails get out, and it's not their fault either. It's like Gmail just all of a sudden decides to put stuff in spam folders or promotion folders or what, I don't know. So if you don't hear from us, don't think we're ignoring you. That's never, ever, ever the case. That's why we have Heather here. Elisa and I care way too much about you guys to just ignore you. You know, believe me, there are people that we banned off of Facebook and IG because they needed to be banned.
Right.
But you guys are not those guys at all. You're part of our family, and we truly believe that. But just understand, we do deal with technology, and we do not develop it. We just use it.
Yes.
Oh, and my power source. Oh my gosh.
Tony is just like, we're just going to keep putting the smiles on. Travis said, I like the go do it part of this month's paper. I just posted a little update on our bedroom project. We have some smart home controls and it's nice. The only thing I didn't think through is that the bathtub has a heater, so Shannon can theoretically stay in there forever. Oh, you should have thought of that one. She's just going to like shrivel up like one of those little like water raisins. Alicia said, you guys have done a fantastic job and are getting even better all the time. Thank you. Appreciate it. Mel,